From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, getting ready for a really big night. George Bush, John Kerry, and the first debate. First, Hurricane Jeanne is soaking Georgia today with evacuations and power outages. Meanwhile, Florida is trying to dry out and clean up after the same hurricane hit the state over the weekend with winds of up to 120 miles per hour and heavy rain. At least six people died. This is the fourth hurricane to strike Florida in the past 6 weeks, and people are saying enough already. From Miami, Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
Lightning may not strike twice, but apparently hurricanes do. Hurricane Jeanne struck at virtually the same location and at nearly the same time of day as Hurricane Frances 3 weeks ago. People in towns like Vero Beach, Florida, were still recovering from Frances when Jeanne barreled ashore early Sunday morning. Eleanor Harker wrote out both storms in her home.
First one, of course, it seemed like it was never, ever, ever going to end. And this one, it was shorter, but it was so intense. We were hopping from room to room trying to keep the water under control.
Daylight today revealed all too familiar images. Roads under several inches of water, mobile homes ripped to shreds, cars overturned, bridges washed out. NASA officials in Cape Canaveral report damage to the Space Shuttle Assembly Building. 2 million homes and businesses are without power. Again. A headline in the Miami Herald summed up the mood here. We've had enough. The last time a state was hit by four hurricanes in one season was Texas in 1886. Virtually every square inch of Florida has been affected one way or another by the hurricanes. Some towns have been hit two or even three times. Scott Briscoe is a mortgage broker from Ormond Beach, a town hit by Charlie, Frances, and now Jeanne.
You get very tired of it. You really do. You're like, okay, we've been through one. Okay, we ran away from another one. Okay, here comes another one. You know, you get to the point where you're like, you know, come on, storm, just get over with. Let's go.
Briscoe says the storms have hurt his business, and he's not alone. Analysts estimate total damages for all four storms at about $20 billion, not only damage to homes, but also to the state's important tourist industry. Officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, say the four storms together represent their largest relief effort ever. Florida Governor Jeb Bush deployed more than 3,000 National Guard troops to help with recovery efforts, and at a news conference he tried to put a brave face on a bleak situation.
And on a long-term basis, this state will not only survive, it'll rebound. It's a resilient place full of incredibly talented people. And I'm really proud to be governor of a state that where I can honestly say that a year from now, in spite of what's happened in the last 6 weeks, we will be stronger and we will be better because of what we've gone through.
Governor Bush's brother, President George W. Bush, has already made three visits to Florida to survey hurricane damage. Official campaigning in this crucial swing state has been more or less put on hold as Floridians worry about more mundane matters like electricity and fresh drinking water. Despite the storms, organizers of the first presidential debate say it will go ahead as scheduled in Coral Gables, Florida, this Thursday. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner in Miami.